Blackstone Audio presents
A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain. It was in Warwick Castle that I came across the curious stranger who I'm going to talk about. He attracted me by three things: his candid simplicity, his marvelous familiarity with ancient armor, and the restfulness of his company, for he did all the talking. We fell together, as modest people will, in the tail of the herd that was being shown through, and he at once began to say things which interested me. As he talked along softly, pleasantly, flowingly, he seemed to drift away imperceptibly out of this world and time and into some remote era and old forgotten country. And so he gradually wove such a spell about me. Exactly as I would speak of my nearest personal friends or enemies, or my most familiar neighbors, he spoke of Sir Bedivere, Sir Bors of Ganis, Sir Launcelot of the Lake, Sir Galahad, and all the other great names of the Table Round, and how old and faded and dry and musty and ancient he came to look as he went on. Presently, we were interrupted by the droning voice of the salaried Cicerone.
Ancient Hawbuck, date of the 6th century, time of King Arthur and the Round Table, said to have belonged to the knight Sir Sagramore le Desirous, observe the round hole through the chainmail in the left breast. Can't be accounted for. Supposed to have been done with a bullet since invention of firearms, perhaps maliciously by Cromwell's soldiers. My acquaintance smiled.